Okay, well, welcome to the second episode of 21 and Up. We are your hosts, Amy and Destiny.
Hello.
And today we have a very special guest. His age qualifies him to hang out with us. We have 23-year-old part-time Justin.
Hello, hi, what's up, beautifuls? Thank you guys for having me, Destiny and Amy.
You're welcome. Wow, you remembered our names. So exciting. Justin, sometimes I think you're a lot older than us because I'm just really intimidated by your fame.
Oh, shush. Be quiet.
Yeah, how do you feel being a national radio star?
Oh my gosh, I love it. I love being recognized. I love the love that I've been receiving. I love being on air. I think I just, because I love to talk. So yeah. I'm enjoying all of it. I'm just dive down. I'm drowning so much in the success. Bust down. I'm drowning. You know that song?
No.
Yeah.
By Boogie With a Hoodie featuring Kodak Black. Okay. All right.
No. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Chain so heavy, it feel like I'm holding up a mountain. Everywhere that I go, it's a light show. I'm surrounded. Bust down. I'm drowning. No, okay. It's about success and like how like they're just like in love with all the things that's coming to them, you know?
Good.
Yeah. Do y'all feel that way about y'all's lives right now?
No.
No?
No.
Not at all.
No. Okay. Well, what's on today's episode?
So I thought it'd be a good idea to talk about budgeting and money because, you know, we're all millennials. We're all going to get broke because of avocado toast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we're all like all three at different kind of life stages. Like I'm still in school, so mm-hmm. I don't know how to do anything.
Destiny. I have 3 weeks left of school and I'm out in the real world.
Yeah.
Oh, are you scared?
I'm terrified. Yeah.
It's a lot easier. It's a lot of... stress is taken off your shoulders after college. But even to this day, I've been out of college for 2 years now, and I'll still get nightmares about not doing an assignment that I was supposed to do for a class. Oh. Like I'll still do that. But I'm glad that I'm at a stage in my life where I don't have to worry about that anymore. Now it's just work and I'm ready to go.
Yeah,
so
that will be nice.
Yeah, but you got to be here before 6 a.m. every morning.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I really am, you know? As long as I can do that and I don't have to like study all night for
a test.
Like multiple choice or write an essay. Oh, that'd be awful.
There was one morning where I was so tired and Jenna was like, oh, just go to bed really early. Like I was in bed by 9 o'clock last night. And I was like, Jenna, I have homework.
Yeah.
I can't that's be crazy. Doing that.
Uh-huh. Especially whenever you, procrastinate.
Yeah.
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 I'm so good at procrastinating. Like it's a skill of mine to get things done to the last minute and maybe even after the last minute. Cause I know it's like, sometimes, like, you'll have a nice professor who will mark down, like, half a letter grade, but you can still turn it in late.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can contest to procrastinating. I literally put off my online class for an entire week.
Oh, my God.
Because I was like, well, she'll let me turn it in next week.
Yeah.
And I'm still passing. But that's how bad I am. I'm horrible.
I had an assignment due. We had 6 weeks to do it, and what we had to do is, like, read this textbook and highlight and take notes and then transfer that into a Word document. And so then the professor would look through our notes and make sure like we're taking really good notes. That's what it was. The whole class was making sure we understood the material through our notes. And I did it. He was like, and don't try to do this on the last day. You won't get through it. I promise you, you won't. It's going to look gross. It's look disgusting. And all of us were like, challenge accepted. And I'm starting it like 2 days before it's due. And I'm realizing within the first hour, it's going to take a lot longer. So, and I was an RA at this time. Ooh. So I had my residents come in and they helped me read the book, highlight and take notes. And then we would all go to Panera and they would help highlight. And then I would give them the assignments. Then they would collect it all, made an A in the class.
So then in exchange for your residents helping you, did you just like not bust them?
Yeah.
Or drinking in the dorms?
I would catch them, but I would just let it slide.
Yeah.
You're really not supposed to, but I was like, you're in college. I'm not going to ruin everything for you just because you decided to have a little bit of fun, you know?
Yeah.
And they're good kids, so.
Yeah. Well, so back to the money. You, Destiny, live in an apartment with your boyfriend.
I do.
You, Justin, you have...
You're playing family right now? You're playing house? That's what you're doing? You ain't even married, girl. Who do you think... what do your parents think?
Me and my boyfriend have been together 5 years.
Oh, okay.
So,
it's serious.
Yeah, we started... I was 16 and he was 20. I know that sounds weird, but like by the time I graduated high school, it was just kind of like...
Because when you're 16 and somebody tells you they love you, you're going to believe them. That's cute, though. 5 years?
Yeah. Okay. And so after high school, it was just kind of like, oh, we're just going to move in together. And I don't know. My family, I think my grandparents are a little more conservative. So it was, we actually moved in with his family first for like 6 months. So it was kind of like.
I bet it's nice, like, though, on the account that you guys are splitting rent.
Yeah, because we actually just moved into a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment that was desperately needed.
What do y'all need two bedrooms for?
I have a lot of makeup and a huge, like, makeup desk.
You needed a wardrobe room.
Yeah, and I needed an extra closet, and we have a dog, so...
Okay. It's the dog's room.
I want to put little dog furniture room in there.
That's cute.
And so
that's cute. I would have loved that in college, to live with my boyfriend and have an extra room for my dog and makeup and clothes.
It is nice.
You're living the dream, Destiny.
I can't complain.
Yeah. And Justin, you have roommates.
I have four other roommates, and it's a house with five people. The rent is really nice. It's $500, and that includes like internet, cable, all of it. Yeah. It's really nice. I love it. It's just I hate the location. I wish I was closer to the city. I think I'm moving in December to the city. I need to be there. Because I spend so much money on the Uber to get there because I want to get drunk and I don't want to drive home, you know, and make a stupid decision.
Safety.
Yeah, safety is number one. That's why, like, I need to move down there. That way I'm not spending as much money. But I feel like I would be spending more money because I'm there already. So I'm like, this is the money I would be spending on gas or an Uber. So I might as well spend more money on alcohol, which is where all my money goes to. All of it is alcohol and food. I just looked at my bank account. 45% of my check goes to dining out and entertainment. I don't think that's okay. Shouldn't that like 45% go to rent or something like that?
Yeah, I want to say it's like a third or...
Yeah, a third is rent.
A rent, yeah.
Something is...
Well, I think 45% is more than a third.
Yeah,
it is.
That'd be 30%.
Yeah. I just don't know how to chill.
I'm the same way. Me and my boyfriend I'm a terrible cook. And I've been a vegetarian for 8 years.
Lucky for your boyfriend.
And he's like all he eats is meat. Like he doesn't eat any, we don't eat the same things at all.
Yeah. You're a vegetarian?
Yes, 8 years.
And he's a meatitarian?
Carnivore. Is that what you call him? So it's really hard for us to eat, you know, cook and eat together. So we just go out and eat like every single night. And I told him, I was like, dude, we gotta quit. Like, I'm spending all of my money on restaurants every day.
Yeah.
So we've been trying to do some grocery shopping and cook, but oh, it's so bad. The only thing I can make is spaghetti.
Oh.
And so we have spaghetti like 3 times a week.
Oh, that's sweet though.
Yeah.
It's really easy to make food though, as if you're on a budget. It really is easy to cook. Like if you go to Aldi and you just get like the eggs and stick to like the meats and stuff, you know, you could really do that on the cheap. Go to Aldi. That's what I did. Like whenever I was hired for a part-time job here, I was making barely enough money for rent. So I would have to go a little bit cheaps on the groceries. And so I would go to Aldi or like the dollar store and get like the necessities and cook dinner. I lost a lot of weight through that too because I wasn't like shoving food down my throat like all the time.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I was like, we eat so bad. And I actually eat a lot better than him. I'm pretty health conscious actually, but he eats horrible, like fast food every single day.
Ugh.
And I'm like, dude, you know, keep doing that.
It's cheap.
It's going to catch up with
you. It is cheap. Whenever you can go to Wendy's and for $5 get a double junior bacon cheeseburger, four nuggets, some fries, and a drink, like who would turn down that $5 deal?
No one.
I don't.
And I kind of get offended because sometimes I'll be like, oh, no, I'll cook tonight. Like, well, I'll do something new. And he's like,
He's like, no.
He's like, I'll just go to Whataburger or McDonald's.
You're cooking? No, thank you, Destiny.
Yeah.
So besides food, where does the rest of your money go? What are our weaknesses? What should we not be doing?
Target.
With your money? Oh, my gosh. Online shopping. I bought this beautiful pink tracksuit with Adidas on it. And I was like, this is going to be great for an Instagram picture.
Are there words on the butt?
No. It's just like what some bloggers on Instagram. What is wrong with my mic? Okay. It's like what the Instagram bloggers have been doing. So I was like, ooh, I want a tracksuit too for my gram. So I ordered one. The pants alone were $86. And I thought I ordered both the jacket and the pants. And no. So I had to order the jacket.
Because you can't just wear the pants.
Because I can't just wear the pants. And I've ordered the jacket over 4 weeks ago and they still haven't given it to me.
Oh.
That's some bull.
Yeah.
That baloney. I need to ring them up. Thanks for reminding me.
No, no problem. Yeah. Anytime. We're here for you.
No online shopping.
Honestly, though, I can't even go in real life shopping. The minute I walk into a Target, I spend $100.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
On what, though?
Their clothes are so cute.
They are. They got real good clothes.
And their shoes. They have really good shoes right now, if anyone was
wondering. They have good Have y'all seen? I guess it's around the area. They're redoing all the Targets.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It looks like a Nordstrom walking in there now. It's crazy. I've been there like 7 times in the last 2 weeks. And sometimes I just go in there. I
just
don't even have anything.
Just
to look. Just to pick up like bread or
I try to avoid Target. Like I love being in there, but I know everything's jacked up. The prices are all jacked up. Like at Walmart, I'm going to spend probably 50 cents less on everything.
That's true.
Yep. I can't. Every time I'm like, oh, I need milk. Would I rather drive all the way to Walmart? And Target's is a little closer. So I'm like, oh, I could go to Target and I could probably pick up like a really cute outfit while I'm there getting milk too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's not good on my bank account at all.
No.
No.
Shopping is not good on my bank account. The only thing I think with budgeting, you gotta tell yourself what's really important on spending your money. Mm-hmm. Usually I try to do that, but it still doesn't work out. Like this whole week I went with -$11. I could not buy diddly squat this whole week and it sucked. You know how like just go home and know you don't have any money and you're broke and like hungry and you're eating like crackers out of the pantry because you can't wait till you get paid. It sucks. Like I could do it. Like I'm fine. Like I got paid today, but that's how well I don't budget.
Yeah.
Like I will run. Like to me, I'm like, I'll just suffer the consequences. Swipe my card. The last thing I bought was a venti pumpkin spice latte and a sandwich from Starbucks. That was the last thing I bought before I went in the negative.
Oh,
I was lucky I had a full tank of gas. But you got to really like tell yourself, what is it worth it? That pumpkin spice latte was worth it.
They kind of are.
It was. I love them. People say they're basic, but I really do love the pumpkin spice stuff.
Okay, things are basic for a reason. They're basic because it's good and everybody wants to have it.
Yeah.
So people need to stop complaining about basic people. They just know what they like.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. You know, I'm not judging you. Don't judge me on my pumpkin spice latte.
I'm going to be the black sheep. I hate pumpkin spice. But I also, Amy makes fun of me because.
But you're also a vegan and don't cook.
I'm vegetarian.
Vegetarian. What kind of vegetarian doesn't cook? Like, you already limiting yourself to the amount of food you can eat, but yet you still don't know how to cook yourself some food?
No, that's why I'm just malnourished.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah, well, that's how you stay tiny, though, Destiny.
No, I feel like I've been putting on the pounds. I love to bake, though. Like, I love those little Halloween cookies with the little sugar ones with the ghost.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love to get baked, too.
So how much of your money do you spend on that?
Baking? that's also 15% of the check.
Okay.
15% of the check.
It shows up on your little app.
It sure does.
Baking. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever actually like looked at a budget. I just kind of spend and then I like don't spend anything for a week. Because since I'm in school, I still have my meal plan. So I don't have to spend money on food.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So I'll just be like, no, sorry, I can't go out to dinner with you. I have to save money this week. And then the next week I like spend way too much money.
Yeah. Payday, I have no limit. Payday, I'm like, here you go. Give me an appetizer. Yeah. Give me the bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll do dessert. I don't know.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Do you want a to-go box? No. I have enough food at home.
I'm rich.
I'm the worst impulse buyer. Like, if I go into a store, like Target, for example.
bringing it all back. Oh, we're not sponsored by Target, by the way.
But feel free to hit us up. I love makeup's just one of those things. Like, I can justify spending any amount of money. Like, spending $250 at Sephora does not faze me whatsoever. God. Like, I will spend that faster than I can blink. But spending $250 on, like, an electricity bill, I die inside. And I will put it off until they email me. They're like, hey, if you don't pay your electricity by the 10th, like, we're cutting it off. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I get my makeup at CVS.
Well, some people say, what good is rent if you don't have electricity or heating?
Yeah.
I thought that was really funny. So they're like, you know, if it comes to you have to pay your rent or you have to pay electricity and cable and internet, pay that first and then your rent later.
But they charge out the butt for late fees. Like at my apartments, it's $75 a day.
Ooh. That's another thing in like helping your budget is also be friends with the apartment manager. If you're friends with them, they'll put that charge, mm-hmm. that late fee charge. Yeah. They'll put it to the side.
I learned that my sister, she just is nice to everyone, and she goes to the chiropractor regularly, mm-hmm. and she's so nice to the front desk people that they're like, you know what, Bridget, this one's on us.
That is so sweet.
Be nice. You get free stuff. Budgeting.
Uh-huh. Budgeting. Niceness.
Yeah. Destiny, did you have some other tips for us?
We've been giving tips?
Well, no. This was our problems, but Destiny may have found some solutions.
All right. What are the solutions, Destiny?
I found this on a website. And just to be fair, I don't follow any of these, but I need to.
We all got to learn. We're going to learn together.
Do as I say, not as I do. Okay, so the first one I have in here is from myself. Do not go to Target for anything.
Okay.
Don't go for groceries. Don't go because it just sucks you in.
It does. And it's all 50 cents more expensive.
Oh, yeah. Second one is create a rainy day fund, like a little savings account for, you know,
for a rainy day.
Things come up like your dog has to go to the vet so you won't stop pooping.
I don't even have a savings account. Yeah. I don't. Like, my checking account is my savings account. So if some emergency came up, I hope I can call one of you two to come help me get out of this situation.
I've done this savings account thing before, but I took that money right back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something really important comes up, like a concert, and you're like, ugh.
Yeah, I was like, I have the $200 in the savings. Like, why am I not using it? Why am I not spending it?
In my mind, I would have been like, I don't have any money, but I need food. Might as well get it out of my savings account instead of eating chips from the pantry. You know, that's where my mind would go. Create a savings account, but don't touch it.
Right. Like, you can set that up at the bank, actually, I think, where you can tell them, like, it's a special fund, I think. Don't let me touch this unless it's, like, super emergency or something.
Like, you have to call the bank and ask for permission?
I think so.
Ooh, that's good. That's safety.
Yeah, so that's a really good idea and something I need to follow.
But it's my money and I want it now.
My second tip, which we kind of talked about earlier, is cook as much as you can.
Destiny. And
yeah, I know. And I've even thought about taking cooking classes because I'm so bad.
How are you so bad? It comes natural. Just aren't you a woman?
Just barely. Barely. I eat salad a lot.
Okay.
And spinach. I can cook spinach in a skillet, like you saute it.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
And so I'm not joking. That's what I eat all week.
It's just sauteed spinach.
Salad, spinach, and Halo Top ice cream.
Oh.
Yeah. I tried to make fried, and everything I cook, I feel like it burns to the pan.
Do you follow a recipe, or are you just trying to get creative?
So. Yeah, they got recipes online, Destiny.
Yeah, I know. I try to follow
them. You got Google?
I don't know. I need help.
It's online. How to bake a turkey. Google it.
No, me and my boyfriend a couple weeks ago tried to, because we always buy, this sounds horrible, we always buy frozen meat, like those little Tyson frozen chicken breasts.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just cook it for longer. I don't know if you call that cooking. We heat it up and eat it.
Oh, it's already cooked?
Yes.
Oh.
It's like $6 for a huge bag of grilled chicken breast.
Yeah, you can just buy frozen chicken breast and then like thaw it out. Yeah, thaw it out and then cook it. Yeah, grill it or put it in the oven.
But we bought some real, like, raw chicken, and I don't eat meat. I haven't eaten meat in 8 years, so I don't
know how
to
cook that. You really need to start eating it. It's kind of healthy for you, Destiny. What's the choice? May I ask, why did you become vegetarian?
So, fun fact, when I was in junior high, I grew up in a really small town, and I took agriculture as one of my classes, and, like, one of the first assignments was to, like, I had something to do with the slaughterhouse video, like how they, and so that got me.
Yeah, they treat animals really bad.
Yeah, it was horrible and it traumatized me. And so after that, I was like, no, mm-hmm. You don't know what you're eating. And I tried to convince all my friends, I was like, put the burger down. Like, do you have any idea? But
Yeah, you can taste the abuse and the tears and the pain whenever you eat the meat, but it's still
that's
good,
what makes
you
it
know?
Taste good.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I'm not one of those.
No
those...
pain, no gain, okay?
I'm not one of those crazy vegetarians that like tries to convert.
You're not
going to
slap a burger out of my hands?
No.
No,
I,
that's
I,
good.
Do what you want. I'm okay. just like not
But doesn't the smell
that.
Of it make you want to eat it?
No, and to this point, I think because I haven't eaten it in so long, it kind of makes me nauseous.
Like bacon? So...
I don't think I ever really ate bacon, like, as a kid anyways.
Or, like,
I
a mean, Thanksgiving
sure
ham or turkey?
Mm-mm, that makes me nauseous. The smell of ham and turkey.
Oh, I love
what
meat.
What about, like, Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets?
Mm-hmm.
That's the best smell in the world to me.
I don't go to Chick-fil-A.
Or what about McDonald's chicken nuggets? That's
Ooh,
not even chicken.
McDonald's, the smell of that makes me sick,
Yeah, you
too.
Could probably eat those.
You could probably eat those. I think it's, like, 0.3% chicken.
That's why I don't eat things like that, because you never know what's in them. Okay.
That's next
tip. Huh?
Okay.
That was down the rabbit hole.
I don't know how you're broke, Destiny, because all your money's going to spinach and lettuce. Like, that's
$2. But we do go out and eat a lot.
Okay.
Like,
and she's
got to
pay for dog food.
Yeah,
I have another tip.
A little
don't
dog.
Get a dog except for Duke.
Yeah,
they happiness.
Yeah, that was one of my tips on here. Pets are expensive, and I don't think people realize how expensive pets are. I have a little dog, and she's only like 6 pounds, but. I mean, her dog food isn't terrible because she eats, like, one bag a month. Oh. She's so tiny. But we take her to, like, a doggy daycare once a week so she can socialize. But I also, my dog's very high maintenance. Like, I treat her like she's a child.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like all animals should be treated like their child. They're your child. But pets are expensive. I don't think people realize that. And so if you can't afford it, don't get a pet.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have one.
I thought this tip was really good because I've gotten into some, not trouble, but made some bad decisions with this. Don't sign up for a credit card that you don't need.
What made you want to get a credit card?
It was one from Best Buy, and I bought a very, very nice camera that I'm still trying to pay off.
Oh, my gosh.
Was it worth it, though?
Yeah, I wish I would have just saved up and bought it rather than.
Yeah, my truck went out. I forgot what happened, but it's I guess it blew a gasket and it cost $1,300 to fix. And I had like $4 in the account. So I got a credit card so I could pay for it because I needed a car. I needed my car to be fixed right there and then. So I got out a credit card.
Yeah, I think
you do what you have to.
Yeah, I think some credit cards, it's good to have one with like a low like maximum amount, like
yeah.
you can only spend $300-$400. Mine was I'm not gonna say it because my parents are gonna listen and they're not gonna be happy. So.
No, say it so they can know.
Confess your sin.
Yeah, confess it.
It's bad. $2,800.
Oh my god, that's how much the camera was, or that's the limit on the credit card.
So the camera was about a fourth of that, and then you know when you have a credit card, I used to work at North Park Mall. So I was stupid and young. This was only like a year ago. I worked at Kate Spade, like the designer.
Oh, cute. Yep.
And we got a very good discount, but I was so tempted. I would buy as much stuff as I could with my discount. And I need to cut that credit card up and pay it off and be done with that. I'm so sorry, Mom. Please don't kill me.
I signed up for a credit card one time at Macy's because I wanted to buy this pair of shoes. And if you signed up for the Macy's card, you got like 15% off.
Yeah.
So I got 15% off.
That's
and then
they
didn't approve
you.
Me for the credit card. Because
oh.
I don't have any credit because I was like 18 when I did it.
Yeah.
And so they're like, you didn't get the credit card, but I still got the 15%
off. Hey.
So who
turn
won?
Up. You sure did. Yeah, I know. I always give them a fake email address if they ever ask for one for 50% off.
That's good. I sometimes use my one from the third grade that I don't ever look at anymore.
Ooh, what was it?
Amy Cooley BFF at Yahoo.
Ooh.
The good thing about the credit card, like I've paid a good chunk of it off. I have till December until they start charging me like crazy interest. But my credit has gone up quite a bit. I actually have decent credit now. So.
Hey, I'm proud of you.
But don't do that. Don't get yourself into $2,800 of debt at the age of 20.
Oh, my God. Unless it's like for college.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah. That's excluding all my college debt.
Student loans.
All right. And the next thing is purchase used things from like consignment stores or Facebook groups. Like if you need furniture in your new apartment, you don't have to go buy a brand new set.
Why not?
I mean, you can. I did that, honestly. But if I could go
these
back
now. These are tips
now,
that we may or may not follow, but we could learn something.
Yeah, these are tips I really need to incorporate into my lifestyle.
We're 21 years over, 21 years and older. We're broke, and we got some tips on how to help you, but we don't follow this advice. Because we're broke.
Yeah, learn from our mistakes. But you can buy really nice furniture on, like, those Facebook garage sale sites.
Yeah.
You can buy nice anything from there.
Honestly, if you are in the Dallas area in May, just go, like, drive around SMU's campus because all these rich students are just throwing out their futons.
Yes.
And you can just pick them up from the side of the road. Like, so many people are like, oh, if no one wants this couch, I'm just going to throw it away. And
I don't
like,
want to pick up a roadside couch, though.
But, yeah.
Collecting the rain and the dirt and
but, like,
someone's fart on it. I don't know about that one.
Okay, well, maybe.
But let me get on Facebook and see what people are selling right now. Ooh. Wait, is it only your friends that you can see what people are selling, or is it people close by?
No, it's like they have groups. Like, you can join, like,
a free and for sale group.
A friend for sale?
Mm-hmm.
A friend.
Like, whatever town you live in, just put in, like, that town garage sale.
Someone on Facebook is selling a broken iWatch.
Ooh. So you can look like you're cool.
Yeah,
you have
it's
the,
broken,
you got
though.
The status, and then people are like, oh, let me see
your
watch.
A faux Louis Vuitton bag, a bike, a ping pong table, an iPhone 5. No, thank you.
Vintage. Multiply it by two.
Ooh, some white sneaks. Those are interesting. Oh, these are those iPod Airs for $60.
Yeah.
Ooh, let me hit someone up.
This goes back into the online shopping problem.
Oh, shoot. Yeah,
have.
I know, right? This is why I'm broke. It's cause, but I've been wearing those iPod Airs for a while. That's what I want to wear with the tracksuit.
Yeah.
Are those the little earphones that don't have cords?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I would lose those so quick.
Yeah.
I feel like those are just asking to get lost.
Yeah, how would you keep those from getting lost?
They come with a GPS on them so you can find them.
Oh my goodness.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Find my earbuds.
Yeah, that's exactly what they are. Yeah.
Ooh,
should I buy them? I've been wanting them forever.
I mean, how much are they? They're like $100.
Yeah, I know. These are
$60. Okay, well, you're saving money, so.
I know. But am I going to get what I'm buying? You know, like,
I'm a sucker for a good deal. Even
honestly,
if it's something I don't need, I'm like, oh, that is a good deal. I can't pass that up.
Mm.
Yeah. Even if it's not a good deal and I'm just like, wait, I think I need that.
Oh, they got a bra, if you are interested.
Okay,
Victoria's Secret 15 Cara Uno. It looks cute.
I would resist.
That means each.
Are you a triple
online?
D? Any of y'all triple D?
No.
No? Okay.
Unfortunately. Okay, on to the next tip. You don't need cable.
You do.
No, you don't.
Oh my God, yes,
that's
you
like
do. How do you watch MTV?
I don't.
Or CBS.
Okay, well, let me explain.
Or the award shows.
Oh, the tension.
I'm saving like $100. This is something I actually do, and you can, you know, take this advice. I am saving like probably $75 a month because I cut out my cable. And, of course, I have, like, Netflix and Hulu, but I hope we're allowed to say this. I have a jailbroken Amazon Fire Stick.
Oh, me too. You got
code.
Was that Cody?
Cody, yeah.
But do you have to upgrade it all the time?
No.
Because, like, I use it, but it takes forever to load a movie. Maybe I got a virus on it.
I think that's just Amazon Fire. My boyfriend has a non-jailbroken one, and it takes us so long to
load. No, it's Cody that's broken.
There's different, like, programs you can, like, I think Exodus is one of the programs, and you can literally watch any movie or any TV. Are you okay?
My microphone is all kinds of messed up.
Is that Kelly's mic?
Yes.
She's going to be upset.
Okay, I'm ready.
But you can watch any movie, any TV show. Like, they have everything on there, and they put it on there pretty quick. So, like, what is it? Tuesday night's American Horror Story comes on. I think it comes on at 9. By, like, 10:15, they already have the new episode
up?
Yeah. Oh.
I'm going to have to invite you over and show me how to use it because I think I'm using it right, but I'm probably not.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. My boyfriend is very techie, and he is the one that set all that up. I just know how to click the buttons.
Ooh, that's what I kind of want someone who, like, codes in their free time, you know, try to, like, wire some money into my account from somewhere. That'd be nice.
But, yeah, just stick to Netflix, Hulu, or you can find these people online that will jailbreak these Amazon Fire Sticks for, like, $50. You just have to pay for the Fire Stick, too.
I did it for free.
Yeah, if you can figure out how to do it yourself.
Yeah, you can Google it.
Which I don't think it's very hard.
How to break your own Amazon Fire TV. Or jailbreak it.
Don't break it. Just
yeah.
Still want it to work.
Yeah, and actually that was the last of my tips.
Oh, okay. Justin, you're the king of budgeting. Do you have any final advice? Caress the mic.
Oh my God, stupid microphone. The best advice on budgeting from someone who has been broken in the negative all week. Make sure you work hard to get a bigger raise. That's all I can say.
That's good.
Be smart. Work hard.
Because for me, I live in the moment. So if I've got the money and I'm ready to do it, like I'm doing fine so far. I just got to wait till something happens to teach me that I should have saved money, but I haven't had that happen to me yet. I've always been able to make rent. I've always been able to have my phone on. I've always been able to get everything done. It's just that once I do all that and I have play money, I love to spend all my play money and never save. So it'd be nice to save, but in my mind right now, I'm like, what am I saving for?
Yeah. I kind of feel like people at our age, though, like, don't worry about saving too much. I mean, that's good if you do, but spend your money on, like, experiences.
That's what grandparents are for. Like, when they die, you get their money, right? Oh. And that was
I was just thinking, go to grandma's house and be like, ask for some chocolate and also $20.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true, too. But usually you'll meet people and, like, how did you get so much money in your account? Like, my grandma died. And I was like, I hope my grandma's leaving me a nice chunk of change, too, when she leaves this earth.
I hope my grandma dies.
Oh, like, I love both of my grandmas. I would be so heartbroken. Oh, man. Yeah. I'm trying to make a joke, but, like, yeah, no. I love my grandmas so much. They're both still here. Love them. I hope I can spend as much long as I can with them. But if they do go, and when they do go, I better see a chunk of change from grandma.
Well,
on that note,
I think that's about it for this week's episode. Make sure to like, subscribe, follow us on Insta,
and don't kill your grandma.
And don't kill your grandma.
Be nice to your grandparents.
Yeah, be nice to your.
Be thankful for your grandparents. Mm-hmm. They've done so much.
They have. Love you, Mimi and Grandma.
But yeah, be looking out for the next episode of 21 and Up. We're going to come out every Friday because it's the best day of the week for us youngins.
Woo! Woo.